This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Uvalde, Texas, and around the world, boy, so many people talking about this. Flags at half mast, no matter where you live. And the very sad story, it just gets worse every single day, is the story of Joe Garcia, who had placed flowers Thursday morning at the memorial site of his high school sweetheart, Irma Garcia, his wife that he met in high school, 24 years. They were married, mother of their four children. She was a teacher at the school. She died. He died of a heart attack, leaving behind four children. Wow. Doesn't that just shake you to your core? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, once again, so many people talking about what happened at Robb Elementary School. Why? The pain is not going to end for so many. And this is just one tragic story. There are so many others because too many were killed. One would be too many, but too many were killed at Uvalde. And now the list of those, the 10-year-old, the 9-year-old, Ellie Garcia, the other 10-year-olds that were also part of, sadly, this sick and twisted massacre. And the stories of the victims, I think, is so important because we need to be able to at least celebrate their young lives, and who wants to talk more about the ultimately the twisted, sad, pathetic gunman who had a troubled childhood, and more stories emerge about him and why he reacted the way he did, and how premeditated things were, and just more of the details that are starting to come out of his story. But I think so often in these mass shootings, the victims aren't talked about enough. And in the next weeks coming up on this show, we'll be talking about their stories as we look more into the background of these families, of the 21 victims, of the amazing things some of the young lives were able to accomplish, and teachers, and just what people are feeling in that community, the confusion about this massacre in Texas. And I talk about this all the time, that this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and this is it. This is the thing that people are talking about, not just in Texas, the United States, but around the world. People are talking about this. They're talking about the stories that they're hearing, the survivor horror stories. They're talking about the student covered with bodies. They're talking about what's going to happen now. And now there's more of a tug of war that's going to be, I think, happening on the Hill over guns and gun rights and cutting aside the assault weapons and going back to a ban, and just the outcry of so many people of what to do and how do we move forward as a society and figure out ways to come up with some sort of a remedy to this. And that's what somebody asked me today. And here's the thing. What is the answer for this? I mean, really, what is the answer? Right? The answer isn't completely removing guns, and we know that. But do we need to have the availability of assault rifles? Would it have made a difference? Is it the argument that listen, if somebody is damaged and somebody wants to do damage, they can use explosives, they can do other things, they can use knives, etc. And I think now with what's happening in other polarizing areas of our culture, this is just going to be another one that goes up another notch. Not that it already wasn't, but it goes up another notch. And so Uvalde is maybe a turning point in a couple of different ways. Sadly, this school he got in, it was unlocked. But fire folks will tell you, you can't just lock all the doors of a school. But then what about having private security? But can every school district afford private security? What about arming teachers? Something that I've talked about for a long time, having good friends in Israel and listening to their stories and knowing that the teachers are armed and they can react immediately if something sad, unforeseen, sick, twisted, whatever word you want to use in there, happens, including the fact that they're in a war zone half the time, depending on where they are in Israel. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be looking at all the different variations of what can possibly happen here, including the whole red flag scenario. What were the red flags? Anybody see them? We are now hearing stories that people did see the red flags. Is there a better way to report this? Is there something that can be done? You know, the list is long, let's put it that way. And what's really scary is there have been some copycats, that people that are attempting to do something similar but have been stopped by the FBI and others in law enforcement that have uncovered a couple of different hurried up and thrown together plots to go after other schools, other potential copycat lone wolf types. Usually they are saying in the last, certainly in the last 24 hours, we're talking about young men in their 18 to 24 range category. It doesn't mean it couldn't be somebody outside of that range, but at least that's what's bubbled up in the last 24 hours. There's so much more that we're going to talk about, too, as well on this show, but it's hard to veer off of that when you think about what all of us are talking about at our virtual water coolers and the heavy, heavy hearts that people are carrying around that are just beating out of their bodies. But there is Ukraine. There is the efforts to do whatever is possible to help that scenario. There are our own woes, which seem so teeny in comparison by what's overshadowed us in the last couple of days, and that's inflation and higher gas prices and Memorial Day weekend, and where are we at with what are some of the supply chain disruptions, and what about monkeypox? There seems to be a lot of jawing about monkeypox, even though in the United States we're not talking about a lot of cases of this, but there is concern that more cases are starting to crop up on the radar across the United States as part of this global outbreak. How worried should we be? We're going to talk about it coming up on the flip side.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Many of you like to involve yourself by sending an email, and a lot of the thoughts are on Uvalde and the innocent victims, their lives taken in an instant, and what is your reaction to that, and guns, and gun laws, and NRA, boy, from A to Z, we had it all. You can send me your thoughts on that or anything else that's happening in the world. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. But before we get there, we got to talk about monkeypox. Yes, monkeypox. It is scary to see it, but cases have cropped up in Massachusetts, Florida, Utah, Washington, California, Virginia, New York. Most of them are within the gay and bisexual community, men and other men who have had sex with men. The doesn't mean that there can't be a woman that gets monkeypox, but that hasn't happened. So this is where they're seeing this in the CDC, and they're trying to figure out more about the outbreak from the 9 cases. So in peeling back the layers, there's the thought is, I mean, you get a fever and you get a headache, you get a rash, you get these lesions that can be on your face, your arm, your legs, you have swollen lymph nodes, you've got a lack of energy. Boy, we've heard some of these symptoms in so many other cases for other diseases. The fatality ratio is about 3 to 6%. That's, I guess, the good news there. But this monkeypox is nothing to trifle with, that's for sure, because the virus jumps, and human-to-human transmission can happen through close, direct contact, so respiratory droplets, that kind of thing, lesions on the skin, and then I just described some of what those symptoms are like. At this point, they're recommending, the CDC anyway, is recommending vaccination once again for people that have the highest risk of infection because of a contact with someone who's had monkeypox. So that's a handful of people right now in the United States. But I'll tell you what, this is something you don't want to get. This is something you look at and you think, wow, please tell me this is not something else that's going to become widespread that we all have to deal with. Terrible for the people who have gotten it, but in the United States anyway, it's a handful. It's a handful. I mentioned copycats, and in Toronto, for example, Toronto police shot and killed a guy carrying a firearm near three schools. So not just in the United States, but in other areas of the world, they're worried because of the details people read about the shooter, about what happened. And does that spur others on? Because we're dealing with mass shootings, the shock of that from Uvalde, Texas, and also the supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York. At this point, they had a couple of schools, three schools, that were being threatened in Toronto, and they shot and killed the guy who was carrying the firearm near the schools. That was it. You're down. And they got him right away. And the concern is pretty high based on some of what's happened here and also other threats that they certainly have had in Canada in the past. As a kind of an odds and ends segment here, Ray Liotta, I just loved him in Goodfellas, Field of Dreams, and so many other movies. He passed away in his sleep. He was 67 years old. He was working in the Dominican Republic on a project called Dangerous Waters when he passed in his sleep. So he's survived by a daughter, a fiance, and he was supposedly fitter than ever and from what's being said and was doing well. There was no symptoms of anything that he had. And I think his most memorable role is what I mentioned in the beginning, Henry Hill, the real-life mobster who he portrayed in that 1990 film Goodfellas, which cast him opposite Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. And he was very, very good in this. So there are people that are reacting to his death. He was also good in Field of Dreams, the little role that he had there, but there were many other movies and there were many other projects that he worked on, and I guess he was pretty hopeful about what was happening in his career lately. So RIP Ray Liotta. He I thought was a very, very fine actor, and lost him overnight in his sleep. An investigation, more details when they become available. I'm going to pop in and out to Uvalde because this is where our minds are. And I happened to catch this when I was driving around earlier in the day. The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan, made a visit there to pay tribute to the 21 who lost their lives in this terrible, tragic shooting at the elementary school. And the reason she went is her spokesperson said it was important for her as a mother herself to make the trip, extend her condolences, and support the Texas community. So that's why she was there. And there's a memorial site that's been set up outside of the county court and of these crosses with names on it, and she left a bouquet of white roses at the base of one of the memorial headstones. The stories of people who want to come, the stories of people who are trying to raise awareness for figuring out how we can end these tragedies, and this small community that is just stunned. So there are people that are showing up. There are people that are trying to lend a voice for these people in a small town where they didn't expect that kind of a tragedy to hit their area. You know, I mean, we know that anything's possible anywhere, any time of day. But to actually see the grief that these people are living with is pulling out people with an even bigger voice if they can try to magnify it and do anything from raising money on a GoFundMe page to helping the community get back on its feet, because it's going to take a long time for that to happen. And it makes sense, because it would be a difficult thing to live with. And I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about more people who are going there and what are some of the things that they're doing to try to ease the pain of anybody in that area who they're all dealing with it in some way. But if it's personal, if they've been personally touched with their family by this, that's even a completely different deal. Memorial Day travel. So Memorial Day is when sometimes gas shoots up a little bit, but how much is it going up? The national average of gas is $4.60. That's according to AAA. More people are expected to drive this Memorial Day compared to last year. People are stir crazy and can get out, and they want to get out. It depends on where you live as to how much of a jump you're going to see. But a 43-cent jump from when the national record was initially broken in March, which is not very many months, is what we've mostly seen. And any traveling by car, it's going to be higher. I mean, it's just going to be higher. And this is a time when 37.9 million Americans travel by road. And that's a data company, Arrivalist. It's what they've released in a little presser that they put up to give it some attribution, because we're all kind of just looking at numbers and trying to figure out what that means. But there are lots of factors behind the whole gas price deal. And one of the biggest is the embargo on Russian oil because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The cost of oil worldwide, over 100 because of the embargo. U.S. crude is at $112.88 a barrel. And all you have to do is look at whatever the price of that is, and you know how much you're going to really end up paying at the pump. Plenty of thoughts about Uvalde and many other things that are going on in the world. We're going to go to the mailroom next.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The gunman behind the mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school lingered outside the building for 12 minutes, firing shots before walking inside and barricading in a classroom where he killed 19 children and two teachers. That's according to South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon, who says the suspect was eventually shot and killed 1 hour later after the reinforcements got to the school.
U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrived. But you also had a Zavala County deputy that made entry and killed the suspect.
The president and first lady set to visit Uvalde on Sunday. The Bidens will meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and the families of the victims. The Senate is beginning their 10-day holiday recess. This is USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reports 210,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 8,000 fewer than the previous week's total of 218,000. The biggest jumps in claims were Kentucky, California, Illinois, Ohio, and Florida. Former football running back Herschel Walker is now a Georgia GOP candidate for U.S. Senate, backed by former President Donald Trump. He tells Fox and Friends that he is confident and ready for the election.
The policies that they're doing right now doesn't seem to work for this country or for the state of Georgia.
Walker faces past allegations of domestic violence from his ex-wife and at least two other women. Walker acknowledged the allegations in a statement last year, saying he never broke the law and has taken accountability for his past. Walker's opponent, Raphael Warnock, also has domestic violence allegations in his past. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we head right to the mailbag. This one from Jonathan, who says, wow, I wish that the gunman wasn't taken out, although he needed to be so that he wouldn't kill any more people, because I think he deserved a life in prison or an execution. And in Texas, an execution probably would have been what Salvador Ramos would have gotten, Kate. There are no great words for this. There are no words for the unspeakable and what happened in Uvalde, Texas. The fact that all those children and those teachers at Robb Elementary were just gunned down in this very sick, horrible way, and the fact that at least some lives were saved, it makes me initially think there is no question that you should not take arms away from people, because we have the right to defend ourselves. And anymore, I believe teachers should be skilled in the art of being able to respond with firepower. What else are we to do when you've got so many young lives in your hands? What can be done other than private cops locking off certain areas, because you can't lock all the doors, and ultimately the people who are the protectors of the children being able to take a shot at a mad person or man who comes after the kids in the school? And it's always the same MO, these white dudes out of their minds who are 18 to 20 something. It's damn depressing is what it is. Boy, it sure is, isn't it? And as I mentioned, everybody is traveling. Everybody who can get there is traveling there, from whatever, politicians to actors, known people, etc. And I think part of that is to just wrap their minds around what's gone on here. The response was swift, but now there's some contradictory details, and that's exactly what Jane has said. Kate, do you know all the details in how this all unfolded? Because what I understand is there are some stories that are not matching up. Well, yeah. So the thing we think we understand is that the gunman shot his grandmother, jumped in a pickup truck, crashed the truck before noon, went to the school, and opened fire. He had a gun. He was ready to go. He was ready to roll. He opened fire on two people who had walked out of a funeral home across the street after the crash, then walked toward the school, climbed a fence, shot at the school from a parking lot. So he was shooting outside of the school, went through the school through a door that was unlocked. A Texas State Trooper who lives in Uvalde said he and others entered the school building where the shooting was taking place and broke windows to rescue kids, other children, from classrooms. They did get some kids out. I mean, trying to piece together what's the contradiction as to when they came and what happened, and, you know, since Columbine happened in 1999, so many police departments have trained officers to go after an attacker as soon as possible to minimize the number of teachers and children lost. Before then, it was always wait for SWAT. But now the speed to pursue this is at a high level. Think of the massacre at Parkland, Florida, at the high school there in 2018. You have to go after the threat, and that's what it sounds like. This one from Keith. Kate, what a sad time in our history. Just when you think it can't get any uglier, Uvalde, Texas happens, and the victims of this, the parents, the grandparents, anybody connected to these children in that particular small community, they've got 21 crosses that cropped up with the names of the dead on them. I think that's healthy and a good way to honor them initially. Because at a prayer vigil, you could see that people were visibly shaken. The parents were desperately waiting for news of their children. And you just don't imagine or can't imagine that you're going to outlive your children. Exactly. Right? You look at this elementary school. They have an enrollment of under 600 students, second through fourth grade. Think about that for a second. Ray says, hey, Kate, I wish I were talking about other things I like on the show, but I can't imagine that very many of us are really moving too far astray from Texas and Uvalde, Texas. And you know, there's a GoFundMe page, you probably have seen it, where it's just out there, where money's being raised for all of the people involved in, you know, all the victims, for their families, and for the Garcia family, where the husband was probably so grief-stricken, he had a heart attack and died, and they were young, and they had four young children. A lot of money has been raised to help those kids. I want to say it's over $1 million. Yeah, it's $1 million. It's 1.6 million. And all across this GoFundMe page, money's been raised over what was asked. I mean, like all of it. So, for example, Tess Marie Mata, $90,000 and climbing. Another one, Alithia Ramirez, they put up a funeral fund for her. They just need money to bury her. and they asked for $15,000. You know how much they've gotten so far? $62,000 and counting. I think this is the one way people think they can help, by giving, even if it's a couple of dollars or whatever. They feel connected enough, and it makes them feel, it makes you feel good, right? It makes you feel good that you did at least that. So you just go into GoFundMe, and they've got a page for it. It's a piece of cake to find that. But yeah, I mean, you know, we look at, you look at kids you say goodbye to at a bus stop, and then you think you're sending them to some place where, well, maybe they get bullied. Wouldn't that be terrible? But no, it's beyond getting bullied. It's about getting killed, right? There was a young girl, Alicia McCullough, and they asked for $50,000 for her in this big GoFundMe campaign, and they're well over $8,000. I mean, it's just terrible. And families are not, we're not expecting that. They were expecting that summer's going to come, and they were dealing with summer. So there you go. Okay, I want to move to another one. This one is from Mac, who says, "Ooh, Kate, I have a couple of different things to tick off on my list, including Jif peanut butter. The recall, off the shelves, baby. I am a Jif peanut butter eater. I heard you mention it on the show. I didn't get it this time around. Probably a really good thing, because the things that are catching people off guard even are the fruit and vegetable cups with peanut butter that are sold at stores as snacks. And you know, people pick that kind of stuff up. And this salmonella poisoning is something you do not want to mess with. If you have any Jif, I would just dump it, is what I would do, because of that contamination. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was looking at the list for Jif, and it's crazy, because it's like every store on the planet. I'm looking at all this. Where are the stuff sold? And it's also products made with Jif. So, for example, the Melville, New York company called Fudgebettles is recalling fudge made with Jif peanut butter. An 8-ounce plastic container and 16-ounce plastic trays. And who thought about that? I didn't think about that. I started to read, and I was doing some research, and I was blown away by it, because it's like, of course, it hits you between the eyes if it's something you have to pay for right away. But when you're thinking of this peanut butter recall, I think when we were on the road, we even had one of those little apples and peanut butter things. But luckily, no, you know, salmonella, but terrible, terrible thing. This one from Dan, who says, Kate, Memorial Day, it is the official start of the summer. And you've talked about the drought. You've talked about other things that people are dealing with throughout the United States. And I think it's important to take at least 5 minutes to remember the fallen heroes across the United States in different wars. Memorial Day is a very important day if you think about it and what its meaning is. You know, it's funny you say that, because I looked up what it used to be called: Decoration Day. Yep, it began during the American Civil War, when citizens at that time placed flowers on the graves of those who had been killed in battle. And so then afterwards, we started to have this Memorial Day, and then it got moved to Monday, and then it became, across the land, a holiday and a very big, big deal. Closing out the first hour, coming up.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour.
We need some levity. In Florida now, I have gotten my, past my boater safety requirements, and the last part of it was to be on the water and to go through everything from docking a boat to what you have to do with when in these no-wake zones and observing the waterways and avoiding collisions, frankly. And just a quick story from my life as a way to escape the things that make us crazed, and while we do everything we can to take a breath, right? So, of course, I was doing this boating thing before Uvalde and some of the other horrific things we've been talking about on the air, but and as I say, what is the conversation everybody's having? And on the boat, people had that quick conversation, and there was plenty of opinions about not taking any guns away, and why weren't red flags observed? Why wasn't this kid found out to be as disturbed as he was way ahead of what actually unfolded? And that's a whole deep conversation about mental health and the state that we're in the United States. But anyway, it's interesting because everybody, there were six people altogether that had to do this water test and everything, as I mentioned, from docking to anchoring and looking at the tides and, you know, that's the whole thing about navigating. That's Gilligan's Island's reference. Whoops, a three-hour tour turned into something completely different. And the good news is that I am completely certified The bad news may be that I'm on the water. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm kidding, of course, because boating, recreational boating, I was looking at how popular it is, and I know many of you listening like to fish, have little bass boats or other boats, or like to just go on the water with people you know that have boats, because what do they say? The best day of your life is the best, two best days of your life when you have a boat is when you buy it, when you sell it. So over 87 million adults participate in recreational boating, using a boat for sports, fishing, water skiing, or just to cruise or whatever it is in the United States. It's very common. It didn't used to be an expensive hobby. Now it's a little bit different because just like so much in our lives with the supply chain, if you wanted to buy a boat, you may be waiting for that boat because of the problems in having them made and getting them distributed. One of the boatmates of mine today was telling me that he had joined a boat club because he had a boat and decided he wanted to know more about boating and could sell his boat at such a high rate, made over $25,000 more than he paid for it, which a lot of times the value is the opposite of that. I do not know what you are into or what you are doing, but I think the one thing that we can do to honor people, I was thinking of Memorial Day and lives lost to preserve our way of life, the one thing you can do to honor anybody in your life that sacrificed for you or those of the many who have sacrificed to make the United States what it is enjoy your life. You know, we have heavy hearts now for some terrible things that have happened and in dealing with the pandemic. But you got to put one foot in front of the other and live and find gardening, find card playing, find voracious reading. You know, we introduced all these authors, escaping books and other things that you can do to pedal forward, move forward, you know, all of that, of course, right? And there are great people still in this nation that are doing wonderful things, and we just have to, I think, remember that and process that the best that we possibly can. I think for some of the sports world, because I am not doing a full-on man cave, the Dallas Mavericks did make it to a Game 5 against the Warriors, but the Golden State Warriors shut them down with a 120-110 victory on Thursday, Game 5 of that Western Conference Finals. Klay Thompson hit 8 three-pointers, dialed in 32 points. Draymond Green had 17 points, 9 assists. Steph Curry didn't have to carry the load for once, had 15 points, 9 assists. But all three of them are incredible together. So it was the second quarter where they just outscored Dallas 41-29. They built a 17-point halftime lead. Wow. At one point, they were ahead as many as 23. But the Mavs could never get things going. They could never get it rolling. And I think it's because Golden State was just too tough. They are too tough, too loaded. So there was no way this was going to go the distance. And it was very good that the Mavericks won a game, at least, in the series. And they wiped them up the night before. But you knew, going back to that San Francisco Bay Area, they were not going to be quiet. They were not going to be loud and proud and push the Warriors on. So push they did, and it paid off because now, of course, they move on to the finals once again. Wow. Just year after year, competitive and right there. If they don't get it, they're coming back hard the next time around. Because this is officially one of the most popular times for movies. You have kids out of school. I've said this now several times. We're going to bring back the cheap movie review. But one of the movies that's out there that's been talked about a lot, well, a couple of them, Top Gun Maverick opens up, and that's Tom Cruise revisiting the old role of Top Gun when he was Maverick in Top Gun. And I think any theater you go to who's showing it, they have a gazillion showings. I'm not kidding you. Of course they do. Right? Because they want to get people, trying to get people back to the theaters. That's the whole thing. See, if Top Gun Maverick, and you still have, it's only been a couple of weeks, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which we know that's a popular franchise. And then there are other films that are coming out, I think, that have, which should have big followings because of the interest in Jurassic Park, for example. There's another Jurassic Park coming out. And I think it's going to be a big summer for the movies. Will they be back in force on the heels of like a Top Gun Maverick, which is a follow-up? I mean, hey, listen, even Rotten Tomatoes, which aggregates all of the sites and crunches the numbers, they gave it a 96, Top Gun Maverick, 96%. So, I don't know, is that nostalgia? Is that good writing? Is that good subject matter? And I think the timing just might be right for that. Just might be right. I think they got it right this time. And some of these others that are coming out, because there's going to be people with, some people theoretically with more time on their hands, but more opportunity to go and see the films that are turning into blockbusters. So that to me is good. It's a good representation. It makes sense. Let's put it that way. Right? Here's the thing that you don't always think about. Well, there's so many help wanted signs. What about the jobs where the people are being laid off because they can't get as much work? For example, hotels have done away with daily housekeeping, and that's got to be tough, obviously, in the hospitality industry if place after place has cut back, or they're just cleaning them less and telling people, if you just use a towel, keep the rest of them, right? I feel for some of those housekeepers because they have the best local knowledge, usually great personalities, and they make up beds better than anyone I know. Those corners, they used to call them hospital corners. I can't get it right. At least I know I can tie up a boat now and I know how to dock. All right, this ship is sailing away for this hour anyway. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.